country and our churches, and read the explanation of the banner behind us on the back of the bulletin. As today we give thanks, we sing our opening hymn, "Now Thank We All Our God," hymn 895, and we stand and face the cross as it enters the sanctuary. We stand.
Praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you.
thanksgiving for our homes, country, and churches. You may be seated.
Thanksgiving for our homes. The Old Testament lesson is from Deuteronomy chapter 8. The whole commandment that I command you today, you shall be careful to do, that you may live and multiply, and go in and possess the land that the Lord swore to give to your fathers. And you shall remember the whole way that the Lord your God has led you these 40 years in the wilderness, that he might humble you, testing you to know what was in your heart, whether you would keep his commandments or not. And he humbled you, and let you hunger, and fed you with manna, which you did not know, nor did your fathers know, that he might make you know that man does not live by bread alone, but man lives by every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord. Your clothing did not wear out, and your foot did not swell these 40 years. Know then in your heart that as a man disciplines his son, the Lord your God disciplines you. You shall keep the commandments of the Lord your God by walking in his ways and by fearing him. For the Lord your God is bringing you into a good land, a land of brooks of water, of fountains and springs, flowing out in the valleys and hills, a land of wheat and barley, of vines and fig trees and pomegranates, a land of olive trees and honey, a land in which you will eat bread without scarcity, in which you will lack nothing, a land whose stones are iron, and out of whose hills you can dig copper. And you shall eat and be full, and you shall bless the Lord your God for the good land he has given you. Take care lest you forget the Lord your God by not keeping his commandments and his rules and his statutes, which I have commanded you today. Least when you have eaten, you are full and have built good houses and live in them. And when your herds and flocks multiply, and your silver and gold is multiplied, and all that you have is multiplied, then your heart be lifted up, and you forget the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery, who led you through the great and terrifying wilderness, with its fiery serpents and scorpions, and thirsty ground where there was no water, who brought you water out of flinty rock, who fed you in the wilderness with manna that your fathers did not know, that he might humble you and test you to do you good in the end. Beware lest you say in your heart, my power and the might of my hand has gotten me this wealth. You shall remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you power to get wealth, that he may confirm his covenant that he swore to your fathers, as it is this day. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We sing hymn 893, Sing to the Lord of the Harvest.
See?
thanksgiving for our country. The epistle lesson is from 1 Timothy chapter 2. First of all, then, I urge that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgivings be made for all people, for kings and all who are in high positions, that we may lead a peaceful and quiet life, godly and dignified in every way. This is good, and it is pleasing in the sight of God our Savior, who desires all people to be saved and to come to the knowledge of truth. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We sing hymn 965, God Bless Our Native Land.
Thank you. Christ Jesus. Amen. On this Thanksgiving Day, as we thank the Lord for our homes, our churches, our country and nation, we are those who praise God with a loud voice and give thanks. It has been said, God gives and we receive. The divine service of the Lord Jesus Christ for us, the bountiful gifts that he gives us, we are called on Thanksgiving Day to be like the one leper who returns to give thanks to Jesus with a loud voice, and he throws himself on his face before Jesus. That's why we're here today. We come to thank the Lord for the homes in which we live. We thank him for the country in which we are free, and our churches where the gospel is proclaimed. And all around the world, and I should say all around our country today, those who gather to give thanks can recall the words of Abraham Lincoln on October 3rd, 1863, 153 years ago, as they established the last Thursday in November as Thanksgiving Day. And his words are always fitting. The President Abraham Lincoln wrote, "The year is drawing to its close, filled with blessings, fruitful fields, and healthful skies. These bounties which are so constantly enjoyed, we are prone to forget the source from which they come, the ever-watchful providence of Almighty God. No mortal hand has worked out these great things. They are the gracious gifts of the Most High God." And so this is a day of thanksgiving and praise, he wrote, "to our beneficent Father who dwelleth in the heavens." And so today, let us thank the Lord first for our homes. I love the lesson from Deuteronomy chapter 8. Even though Moses is actually writing about the Holy Land, about the Promised Land, the land of milk and honey, it's almost like he's writing about the United States of America, this good land of our heritage, where we walk before him and he gives us wheat and barley and brooks of water and the good land filled with vines and fig trees and olive trees and honey, a land in which we will eat bread without scarcity and lack nothing. The Lord our God is the one who has given the gifts of our homes, our daily vocations, our jobs, all of our blessings. The Lord God establishes covenant with Abraham, with Isaac, and Jacob. And Moses, through whom God gave the Ten Commandments to Israel, said, "When the word of the Lord comes to you from the mouth of God, walk in his ways and statutes. Do not forget the Lord your God." Today, we in the church, we are the new Israel. We are the people of God, the promised people of God, because Christ has come for Jews and Gentiles. And he has blessed our country and our nation with land, with crops, with herds, with homes, with jobs, with wealth, everything that we need to support this body and life. And did you listen closely at the end? Moses said, "Do not forget the Lord your God, lest you say in your heart, 'My power and my might have gotten me this wealth.' Remember the Lord your God. It is he who gives you the power to get wealth, to confirm his covenant to you." And so when you thank the Lord for your food around your table, when you thank the Lord that you have a roof over your head and a warm bed to sleep in at night, humble yourself before him. Rather than saying, "Look at all I have achieved," humble yourself before him and say, "Lord, this is all from your hand. This is a gift of your mercy." Thank the Lord today for your homes and for your daily bread. Secondly, we thank the Lord for our country and our nation. And this is from the epistle lesson where Paul says to Timothy, "Make supplications, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgiving for all people, but especially for kings, those who are in high positions of authority, so we can lead a peaceful, quiet life, dignified in every way." Christ Jesus is our mediator between God and man. Jesus Christ shares our human nature as man, but he is God along with the Father. So he is our mediator between God and man. And so as our mediator, we pray for our country, for our nation. This is called the kingdom of the left hand, the governing authorities. Thank the Lord today that we live in a federal democratic republic, that we have a constitution and a bill of rights. We have the executive, the legislative, and the judicial branches of government so that we don't live under tyranny, but we live under a constitution. Thank the Lord that through all elections, good or bad, whether you like the outcome or you don't like the outcome, we have the Lord's promise that as we pray for kings and those who are in high authority, we as men and women can live free lives in this country, peaceful, quiet lives. What a great blessing that is. And never forget the men and the women who died so we can be free. Those who served in the armed forces now and those who died gave their lives so we can sit here in peace today. Thank the Lord for them. Pray for kings and all who are in high positions of authority so we can lead a peaceful and quiet life. Every day, I'm sure, like me, you pray for our country and for our nation. What a blessing it is to have the freedoms that we have in the United States of America. May we live godly, dignified, and good lives, praying for all, especially in our country and nation. So thank the Lord for your homes and your daily bread. Thank the Lord for our country. And finally, thank the Lord for our churches where the gospel is proclaimed. Jesus was passing between Samaria and Galilee, and the 10 lepers came to him, a terrible skin disease. And here we see that the work of the church, preaching, teaching, baptizing, absolution, Holy Communion, is all about cleansing people. Jesus cleansed the lepers, but only one returned. He said, "Jesus, Master." They all cried, "Lord, have mercy on us," but only one returned. We experience healing all the time, physical and spiritual. The Lord enables us to recover from sicknesses and illnesses and surgeries. The Lord gives us spiritual cleansing and holy baptism. He cleanses not our skin, but our soul. We turn back to give thanks to God with a loud voice for our churches, where law and gospel is proclaimed, where you are baptized, where you take Holy Communion, where people pray for you, where we share in the communion of the saints. We love one another. We take care of one another. And we know, as Jesus said, your faith has made you well. The church is called the kingdom of the right, the kingdom of God's right hand, the proclamation of the gospel to all nations, to people of all languages, tribes. Our Lord Jesus Christ has given you a church, a congregation, where you can come week after week to hear the pure gospel of Christ Jesus. Never take this for granted, but thank the Lord also for your churches, for your congregations where the gospel is proclaimed. And so, my friends, as we enjoy our festive meals with our families today, may we be like this leper who turned back and fell on his face at Jesus' feet and gave thanks. Those words of Jesus are for you and for me. Rise and go your way. Your faith has made you well. As today we give thanks for our home, our country, and our churches, we're the ones who will daily return to give thanks to the Lord with a loud voice. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, and his mercy endureth forever. To him alone, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, be glory forever and ever. Amen. We sing the hymn, "Come Ye Thankful People," come hymn 892.
Thank you.
Please fill out the ritual of friendship pad, place at the end of each pew, pass it to the person next to you, tear it off, and place it in the basket in the narthex. We now collect the offering.
Let us continue on page 285 in the front of your hymnal. The bottom half of page 285, we begin with the Kyrie, and the response is in bold-faced, we stand. O Lord,
have mercy.
O Christ,
have mercy.
O Lord,
have mercy.
Let us pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Let us confess the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Hear my prayer, O Lord,
that my cry come to you.
In the day of my trouble I call upon you,
for you may answer me.
Hide your face from my sins,
and blot out all my iniquities.
Create in me a clean heart, O God,
and renew a right spirit within me.
Cast me not away from your presence,
and take not your Holy Spirit from me.
Restore to me the joy of your salvation,
and uphold me with a willing spirit.
Because your steadfast love is better than life,
my lips will praise you.
For you have been my help,
and in the shadow of your wings I will sing for joy.
Teach me your way, O Lord, that I may walk in your truth.
Unite my heart to fear your name.
I give thanks to you, O Lord my God, with my whole heart,
and I will glorify your name forever.
rejoice and be glad in you.
May those who love your salvation say evermore, God is great.
Save your people and bless your heritage.
Be their shepherd and carry them forever.
Give ear, O Lord, to my prayer.
Listen to my plea for grace.
Let us pray. Almighty God, you crown the fields with your blessing. You permit us to gather the fruits of the earth. As stewards of your creation, may we receive your gifts in humble thankfulness. Share your bounty with those who are in need. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Almighty God, your mercies are new every morning. You graciously provide for all our needs of body and soul. Grant us your Holy Spirit, that we may acknowledge your goodness, give thanks for your benefits, and serve you in willing obedience all our days. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
And Lord, Almighty God, we pray for our country, the United States of America. You have given us this good land as our heritage. Grant that we remember your generosity and constantly do your will. Bless our land with honest industry, truthful education, and an honorable way of life. Save us from violence, discord, and confusion, from pride and arrogance, and from every evil course of action. And grant that we who came from many nations with many different languages may be a united people. Support us in defending our liberties. Give to those whom we've been entrusted the authority of government, the spirit of wisdom, that there may be justice and peace in our land. When times are prosperous, may our hearts be thankful. And in troubled times, do not let our trust in you fail, but our heart be fixed steadfastly on you. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, Lord, in your mercy. Let us pray together on page 287, the morning prayer.
I thank you, my Heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, your dear Son, that you have kept me this night from all harm and danger. And I pray that you would keep me this day also from sin and every evil, that all my doings and life may please you. For into your hands I commend myself, my body and soul and all things. Let your holy angel be with me, that the evil foe may have no power over me. Amen.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless us, defend us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
The closing hymn.